from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the Youngest in Charge movement. Linnell Willingham alongside the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, as we sit in for B. Mitch and Finley, who are more celebrity than ever today.
Oh, what do you mean today? Every day.
Every day. As we're out here at TPC Potomac for the Contractors Against Cancer Scramble Golf Tournament, JP and Brian playing in the tournament. We're right out in front of hole number 18. Nobody's out here right now, so we're not in harm's way, but I see people going towards that cooler we were talking about, that magic chest. Filled with high noons and Guinness drafts. And
oh, yeah. Wait until Mitchell.
Miller Lights.
And Mitchell and Finley. Let's see how long it takes them to get over. My goodness.
So we may be in harm's way before the show ends. We'll take you up to 2 o'clock, as always, before we hand things over to Grant and Danny. Programming note coming up, 1 o'clock, we'll hear from our pal Mitch Tisler, one half of the Beltway Football Podcast, to get his thoughts on the Washington Commanders. Now, they wrapped up the preseason last night with a 20-10 win over the New England Patriots. We've talked about who stood out. We've talked about who's hurt themselves. I want to get into some non-football items here for a second, Doc. And I know this very much is right up your wheelhouse and exactly what you want to be talking about right now. But we had the managing partner of the Washington Commanders, Josh Harris, speak to the local media last night as they toured our friends around the new Commanders Stadium. Not the new Commander Stadium, but the new fixtures in the Commander Stadium. Over $70 million in renovations. I'm seeing some of the prices on some of the items. I think it was like $20 for a hard seltzer. The food was pretty steep. If you're not a season ticket holder, it's going to be pretty pricey for you out at the stadium this year, but I think that is the draw to making you a season ticket holder. If you're going to go to the games and you're going to be a frequent goer, you might as well not beat yourself over the head with the prices by investing in a season ticket. Before we play and let you hear some of the cuts from Josh Harris from yesterday, I think there's an overall point that I got to continue to harp on anytime I hear him talk. It is such a stark contrast. It is so refreshing to hear the energy and passion that he exudes when he gets up to the podium. Look, I understand we're still in the honeymoon phase. There's a lot of stuff that he's done right. I don't think there's one move that we can crush him for yet to this point. But I give him credit. However long it takes the product on the field to get back right is going to be on the people he put in place. But to hear him consistently talk about what this community means to him and how personal this challenge is for him and this ownership group to get this thing back on track, It's the type of owner and the type of leadership that trickles down from the top down, and it gets everybody from your scouts, from your chefs in the kitchen cooking. It gets everybody to be on one accord and understanding how important this thing is. But hearing him talk yesterday, Doc, it almost feels like if you are, it's like being a kid in a candy shop is the best way I can describe it. There's pressure that comes along with it, but like this is, listening to him talk, seemingly one of his lifelong dreams, and he's just happy he's getting to fulfill it.
Well, I'm happy for guys like yourself and Toby Altizer, who's the youngest in charge, because for him, what's so funny? Because for – and I'm real proud of Toby. And
we may hear from Toby a little bit later, talk about the debut of our man Dylan Cruz.
That's a beautiful thing. We good. He's sharp. He's sharp. I mean, he represents the youngest in charge movement, and he's the head of the class. And he's never seen any success. Talking about faith.
Yeah.
When you're 26 years old and you have the faith Toby does, and you lead by example when he's on the air doing shows, I want to see it for him and guys like himself and this youngest in charge movement. And so that's where I'm at with it. So I back him. And I've seen it. I've been there. And a lot of our listeners have been to the promised land. But we want that to happen now for guys like Toby and the movement that he leads.
For sure. I think you mentioned blind faith. This is all I know. I was told as a kid growing up I would never see the name change. This is how it normally goes for me. I root for this team. I really have no clue why I'm rooting for it. A lot of the times your football team, you don't get to choose it. It's not a democracy. Mm-hmm. Your parents or whoever raises you makes you root for a certain team. Mm-hmm. And I didn't pick this life. This is just what I was born into. But I was always told, man, look, you root for a terrible team. The name will never change. And the reason they're so bad is because of the damn owner. And now you fast forward 12 to 15 years from when I first started following this thing closely. Mm-hmm. And to see the sweeping changes and to see where the organization is right now is a beautiful thing. But the ownership group, for as personable as they're trying to be, for as for the community as they're trying to be, you know what would tell me? That they're genuinely invested in not just improving the football team, but improving the community and being philanthropists and activists around the area and helping out everybody, not just the team, is if they don't make whichever jurisdiction, whether it's D.C., Maryland, or Virginia, if they make either of those three jurisdictions foot the entirety of this new stadium bill, I think that will tell you everything you need to know about this group.
Well, I've heard your shows, and I can understand how you feel.
Especially D.C.
Yeah, I would say the district. I don't feel the same way with Maryland, Virginia. But I think with the district, yeah, I'd be more sympathetic towards that. And I'm sure they'll do what's right. There's a there's just a certain feel. I told my guys on the people on the West Coast, our area was collegiate. And because we have so many different people from all over because of the federal government, this is more transient.
Yeah.
So when you have people here that bleed burgundy and gold, it's important. We don't get the recognition now that the mob from Buffalo has kind of taken over.
Yeah,
the cheeseheads. But at least the people that are around my age, a little younger, they understand it. We've been there. It's almost like once you've been there, you remember it, you want it back. So, look, I'm not stuck in another time warp. The black is cool. But so is the burgundy. And I guess it's just, and change is inevitable. Man, things are going to change. I'm not
sure
for that. If we were going to do something and you say, hey, this is a one-shot deal, we're doing something to celebrate, whatever, okay, cool. And if we're going to buy into the Commanders, then it makes sense if we're going to buy into that. But don't, let's say we're going to do this, then open it up for change again.
Yeah.
See, now you're confused. Now I'm like going.
Now we're running amok.
Yeah, now, yeah, what is this, flavor of the week? I mean, and those are the things. But if we were 12 and whatever, man, this would be moot. Nobody would care.
Yeah.
We only care because we had the worst team in football. Once we get out of that,
yeah,
then I think we'll be back on good foot.
And I think Josh was very, you know, strategic yesterday in talking about some of these items, saying, look, winning is the number one priority. Let's get to it here and make you wait no longer. Josh Harris, the managing partner of the Washington Commanders, cut to landfill if you got it ready, had this to say on if there's any updates on the RFK bill in relocating the Commanders Stadium.
Obviously, not a lot of things done to the stadium here, but there was news in the past week. The city contracted with a consultant to work on maybe getting you guys back to RFK. Can you give us an update on where things are stadium-wise?
Yeah, we're working, like, super hard, right? I mean, it's taking up a lot of my own mind space to find our next home. But and as you know, we have conversations going with multiple jurisdictions, and not a lot really to say about it per se, other than, you know, as you peel the onion, things get more and more detailed, more and more advanced. I mean, you're aware of some of the things going on in D.C. and the congressional support. We're hoping to get the Senate to buy into that also, probably after the election. So we'll have to, you know, obviously I'll leave it to you all or other pundits to predict political action. But a lot of good stuff going on and very positive, but not a lot to share.
It's Josh Harris giving an update, kind of, on the stadium situation for the Washington Commanders. The one thing that I thought he was smart in doing, and he'll be smart to continue to do this whenever he talks about the stadium, it is a three-jurisdiction race, but in reality, I continue to think because of all of the political hoops that have to be jumped through, you can say it's a three-jurisdiction race, but in reality, I think ultimately it's going to come down to Maryland and Virginia, because I just don't think D.C., although it's what all of you sickos out there want, it's what all the old-timers
we're proud to
feel
be
is
sickos.
Necessary.
We're proud of it.
Doc, I hear what you're saying, but my whole thing is this. As you kind of hit on it, one, let's just be real about this. New ownership group, 21 limited partners. If they go to D.C., you think they're going to open up their wallets and pay for the entirety of the stadium? That's one of my issues about going back to RFK. Two, in terms of what they're trying to build, this is not, to me, going to be a regular sports stadium. This is going to be a sports and entertainment Taj Mahal.
Right.
They are trying to make the top venue in all of professional sports. That's to be right. The goal here.
Right.
When
I
you're
agree.
A team, you know, located in our nation's capital, building a new stadium, you've got to go hard or go home, so to speak.
Yeah, NCAA football and basketball finals.
Yes, WrestleMania.
Women's finals, WrestleMania,
the draft,
right.
All of that. I all think it. It's got to be on the table for you.
Rollo McKenzie's now about trying to get it. Was about 15 Uh-oh. Foot putt on 18, and it looks like it
oh.
is. It's kind of short.
Kind of short.
Big fella looks good, though, doesn't he?
Doesn't he?
Yeah, Rollo looks good.
Maybe we'll get him to come over before
yeah.
get
Tell
his
to stop eating them donuts.
I would say this, right, about D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, because, like I said, he continues to mention those three
I heard your rant the other day with the Rooster.
I mean, that's how I feel about it. Yeah. But, like I said, I don't think RFK realistically is on the table. I think he's kind of hinting at it. Not only do they need – you know, approval from the D.C. government, they got to go to the Senate as well because of the way the politics are set up. That's the best way I could put it. I just would think that Maryland and Virginia have a leg up in this situation, and that's going to frustrate a lot of you. The big thing that Josh Harris said yesterday, and he said a lot of good things that he said, and we'll continue to play you some cuts here in the 11 o'clock hour. But the stadium thing obviously gets your attention. He made some comments on potentially – you know, moving locations for training camp because that's something that Dan Quinn wants to do, get away and create more of that college atmosphere.
Oh, it's the best.
But here's the big juicy quote and soundbite yesterday from our pal Josh Harris. I believe it was a question asked by our own Grant Paulson. It is cut number 20 if we've got it ready. He spoke on the team's name not being a priority right now.
It does matter. I just think that, and certainly, like we've been very clear, we can't for obvious reasons.
You look good, Rollo.
Back, but right now we're focused on things that unify the team around our football team, right? And unify the city around our football team. And so, you know, the first objective is we got to start winning football games, and we need everyone supporting the team and not things that might. You know, drive people apart. Secondly, obviously, you know, we're trying to find a new home. And again, unifying the city around that is important. And so, and, you know, the name is one of those things that like a lot of opinions. But, I mean, I can't say, I've certainly not forgotten. I mean, like I said, I grew up here, okay? So I understand it. And, you know, we brought back, we're going to start to do things that bring us back to our heritage, honoring our past. You know, the gold, you saw the gold pants. Those are easy things to do. So we are doing research and we're thinking about it. But like right now, we're prioritizing the things that we've talked about. And that's kind of the rationale for it.
It's what he said there at the very end. That has all of you lunatics online in an absolute frenzy. This is the first time I can remember that he has openly admitted to a potential name change. Because we've heard, we know what Magic said, and ever since Magic made his comments way back when, it feels as if they've done everything in their power to shut it down, saying, no, name is not on the docket, name is not on the docket, name is not on the docket. But if you're doing research on the name, Doc, that tells me you're at least considering it in the future if they are smart. First of all, I continue to say this. If they go out and win 10-11 games this year, host a playoff game, win a playoff game. Nobody will give a rat's ass about the name Washington Commanders. The name is going to sell if you win. It is a marketing deal, first and foremost. You got to be able to sell merchandise. You got to be able to put butts in seats. All of that comes from winning. And that's why I continue to say, make the main thing the main thing. Keep the main thing the main thing. Josh seems to be on that page as well. But to hear him say they're doing research, that catches my eye.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I try not to say then preseason that we won or lost. I say we outscored the opponent. Because I don't know how you can say you won that game. That before we did outscore them. In the games we were didn't outscore the opponent, because you're looking for wins in certain categories. We know our secondary didn't grade the way you wanted to grade, or your O-line or D-line, but I saw certain areas, subgroups, like a D-line where I go, man, we're winning some battles. We got some games. We've got guys that are competing. And, again, don't sleep on the fact that we are now vultures. And there are people, when you bring over as many people as we did, and don't forget our front office. And as soon as somebody on these really good teams can't keep people, we are now there. This you're gonna pay. You might pick up 5-6 new players before we play the Buccaneers, and you ought to be looking forward to that. That's why I'm always confused. Is why people get so personal over this roster. Why on earth would you want to keep it?
Yeah, look. Obviously, winning cures it all. There's a lot to look forward to. There are a lot of changes that are potentially going to happen. But ultimately, as Josh Harris has alluded to, as you have alluded to, the secondary items like stadium, name, uniforms.
Yeah, black. I'll take all that if we win it. I can adjust to all of this. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Even if you don't refurbish, look, man. RFK was not considered the Taj Mahal of stadiums.
Not at all.
Didn't matter.
Nobody
even discussed it. That bad boy rocked. Yeah. It might have been shaking. Screws might have been loose. But I know people hated to come play there.
For sure.
So if we and I applaud the people that came out last night knowing that the Prize Bull wasn't even going to play. That to me is fandom. For a team in last place to have people that dedicated to this new movement, you know, give yourself a fun bunch high five. You deserve that. And if these players get it, watching Bobby Wagner, how can you not watch Wagner on the sidelines talking to five? You know, and why Dan wants to get away is so these relationships can be developed.
Right.
Anytime I see offense defense relationships, that tells me we are getting closer. Guys usually hang out with people in their own room. You've seen a lot of cross-pollination with this team. That's another sign of a team that's being really groomed the right way. And then it's the backup quarterbacks.
Yeah.
McSorley, sure. There's a story coming here. I'm telling you. You talking about competitor? This kid's a competitor, man. We got a lot of good things going through if we can just get through this period.
Got to. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will continue to let you hear from the managing partner of the Washington Commanders, Josh Harris, talking about the quarterback, Jaden Daniels, and how firm the 2030 date is relative to a new stadium. All that and more next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And we're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the youngest in charge, Movement, Linnell Willingham, and the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, sitting in for Brian and JP.
Can
as we're out here live on location. What is
when
your
you say
I'm just
the youngest,
trying to bring us back from break.
Well, wait a minute. When you say, and I need Landfill, who's not involved in the show today for some reason, I don't understand why.
Landfill, I need landfill participation.
I need to know, when you keep saying the youngest in charge movement, yet Toby's not here, what does that mean? And how are we supposed to address you?
This is coming from the same guy who opened up the show talking about how much he hated the black uniforms and is wearing a black Washington Commanders polo. Your credibility's taking a hit. It is.
I wear black all the time.
I'm just saying.
I wear black all the time. You said the uniform.
I honestly have a bone to pick.
Y'all call it alternative. We have a uniform. All right? It's burgundy and gold. Now, they can choose what they want to do. If it's specialty, we're honoring somebody, raising money for whatever. Do whatever they want to do. You ask my opinion. Okay? And as a veteran of the organization, I'm giving you my opinion. Hell, I'm cutting on a TV set, and I don't even know who's on the field. I don't recognize them. You want me to? What you want me to fake it,
man? All I was trying to do was bring us back from break, and here I go, another verbal attack. The one thing I wanted to say too, since we're out here, we're what is this hole 18 that we're sitting at here at TPC Potomac for the Contractors Against Cancer golf scramble? There is a tent to the right of us that has hot dogs, hamburgers, cookies, chips, beer.
Right.
For the record, I've had one hamburger today.
Right.
The biggest, you were saying it during the commercial, and I give you all the credit in the world.
You usually don't, but go ahead.
So I've Ubered a lot. And normally when I get in my Uber, sometimes the driver may have on 106.7, they may have on 980.
Right.
I've been signing autographs and kissing babies out of training camp.
Right.
The popularity is growing. I give you a lot of the credit for it. You constantly keep my name going. But you know what's the most, I don't know if it's insulting. I don't know if I should be flattered by it. But you know the number one thing fans say to me when they see me in person?
Well, this is Big Tony's fault. Don't blame me.
No, I'm going to be real.
Blame Big Tony.
You know the number one thing that fans say to me when they see me in person?
I have no idea.
Wow, I'm impressed. Now, I thought you were 500 pounds. And I said, you know what? You must be a listener.
That's Big Tony.
You must be a listener of the oldest in charge, Rick Doc Walker.
Well, that's Big Tony is the one who refers to you as an elephant.
I've never said that. I've heard Zion Williamson, who has actually slimmed down a great deal. So.
Well, Zion's a compliment. He's one of the most talented athletes in the culture, in our culture. Boy got hops. It's a compliment.
So it's when you refer to me as Zion Williamson, it's a compliment.
Absolutely.
Can I ask you this? This is somebody that's here out of the tournament.
Okay.
Him referring to me as Zion Williamson, would you consider that to be a compliment?
Boy.
Fish your name, please, and your type,
name and
blood type.
My blood type.
Blood type, yeah.
My name is Sean.
Hey,
and,
Sean.
You know, I don't know my blood type. They don't tell you that unless you get, like, you go to the doctor and you specifically request it.
Oh, really? You don't know your blood type?
No. Do you know yours?
What the hell is going
yes,
on?
Yes, I do.
Oh, gosh. I should know mine. Now I'm
you got to answer the question at hand.
Okay.
Would you consider him calling me Zion Williamson, would you consider that, or Zion, excuse me?
Zion.
Am I supposed to consider that a compliment?
I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes.
Thank you. You disappointed that he didn't say?
Are we not good?
Are you disappointed that he didn't say what you wanted him to say?
No, I'm already making judgments about
why are you staring at his food? Are you hungry?
Because he has a tomato on his burger. Tomatoes do not belong on burgers.
You don't like tomatoes?
I'm not a tomato guy. Hmm.
Lettuce, tomato, onions?
Not me. I'm just a ketchup, mustard type of guy. Keep it simple.
It's pretty good.
You in prison?
Yeah.
My God.
You got a little veggies.
He's 26. He does, you know. He's the second youngest in charge, and he just didn't quite get it. No, he doesn't quite get it. Yeah.
This is something. Well, look, we appreciate you stopping by for a quick second.
I appreciate it, too.
Thank you.
I'm going to find out my blood type.
Do that. It could help you. It could be an accident. Could be a matter of life or death.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, listen to this.
It's a public service, man.
I might get asked again on a radio show, and how embarrassing to not have an answer twice.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing.
What'd they say?
I'm a giver.
Wanted to let you hear more from the managing partner of the Washington Commanders, Josh Harris, as he spoke yesterday to a contingent of local media. A lot of good nuggets and soundbite. Out of his press conference. Landfill, if we've got it ready, the one thing I want to get to is we've talked about the stadium a lot here. Cut number four. This is Josh Harris on if he would commit to other legislative efforts should the RFK bill fail.
Yeah, I think I'm hoping that we can get some action before the change to the next Senate and Congress and administration, because I think that's when, you know, all bets are off. I don't know. The answer is it's very hard to predict what that looks like. So ideally, since we have a lot of stuff lined up right now, it would happen in the lame duck session. But again, now you're really predicting the inner workings of Washington.
So that is Josh's way of kind of easing the blow for a lot of you, because he was very forthcoming yesterday in saying that, look, I think he understands the excitement around going back to RFK. I think being someone that grew up as a fan going to RFK, he understands what it means to the community. But realistically, there is a lot of political hurdles that need to be cleared in order to get a stadium back at RFK. And I've said it multiple times, I don't think that D.C. has the proper infrastructure, so to speak, to build the sports and entertainment Taj Mahal that they're trying to create. But the fact that he's keeping D.C. in the mix, I don't know if it's because D.C.'s actually in the mix or if he's trying to drive the price up on Maryland and Virginia, which also
could be a good strategy.
A power play.
Yeah, and he does have enough property that they currently own. He could do both. You could build while still playing there. And it's also, I want to see a hospital, school. It's the infrastructure. People want to be able to hang out in the Navy Yard. They want to do what the Nats have now. There's not a better scene than when people are walking through the Navy Yard, walking to the stadium. To me, that's one of the most awesome views in our area. A crowd, a herd of people walking down the streets coming to the stadium. And you want to be able to do that. You got to have metro. You got to have transit. You can't force people to walk a mile to go into a stadium, and you want it to be able to run pretty late. Sports Grumpy, you are hilarious. He says, and I quote, "Is there such thing as the plumpest in charge movement?"
You know what? See?
They love you, man. They love you. That's all I can say. Yeah. That's all I can say.
Yeah, back to our regularly scheduled. I mean,
yeah.
See, and I see how to be another grown ass man and have your Twitter handle be something of someone else's ears shows you everything you need to know about Sports Grumpy. JP_Finley's_ears. Why don't you tweet at me anymore? You used to tweet at me all the time. You've even changed your profile picture.
Rude.
Is that really you in your profile picture, Sports Grumpy?
Well, he uses some AI. He has
Artificial intelligence, isn't it something? Cut number five, if we've got it ready. This was, to me, one of the other things that really caught my ear yesterday. Josh Harris talking about how firm that 2030 date is in terms of opening up a new stadium.
Yeah, it's a target. I think it's a realistic target. I mean, I wouldn't say that, again, like there's, you know, a lot, there's political things that need to occur. There's land zoning, a whole lot of other things. A lot of it is not within our control. So there's no way to predict a specific date, but I think that's a reasonable target.
Reasonable. See, this is what I like about Josh Harris. He's not trying to let anyone down, and I think that's why I wouldn't be surprised if they got a new stadium before 2030. I think he is just trying to play the role of, hey, we're working on it. I don't know how quickly this thing is going to happen.
Got a new, you mean moved into it in 5 years?
You don't think that's realistic?
No.
So you think you're thinking further out the 2030.
In this town?
Well, everything moves like molasses around here. You're damn skippy. I don't know. I would be disappointed if there isn't a stadium by 2030. I would be. There's a lot of time. That's a lot of time to me to get something done, especially if you stop, you know, tap dancing with D.C. acting as if you're really going back to RFK. We know they're not going back to RFK.
He's putting a lot of coin into this now, which shows a lot.
That they're trying to stay there for a while.
Yeah, he's putting coin in.
I mean, I think that may ultimately be where the new stadium is.
Could be at the site.
Obviously the building would change.
Yeah. And I think you're right. If I were to wager, that's what I would think.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. The question is, what's the economic impact on the surrounding area? How do we come out of it better? The Navy Yard is amazing. I remember it before.
Yeah.
The before and after is amazing. So that's what's possible. The waterfront, where Holgate used to be. I mean, come on, man.
The geography piece of this always fascinates me, hearing you all talk about where you want it to be. See, I'm too obsessed with the football part of it. I leave the stadium stuff to Greg Paulson and
too.
Kevin Sheehan and the Junkies and JP, B-Mitch. That's their avenue. But I would say this. I agree with you. If I was a betting man, I would bet that it's probably going to end up being in Maryland, and I would think that the current site has you know,
gives you the most control.
Gives you the most control, and then allows you to do whatever you really want in terms of building that sports and entertainment Taj Mahal. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take your calls next on what you prefer, because I get an idea that the fan base out there has two big non-football items on their mind. One of which is, we want to rebrand and get the name, or get another name in here outside of Commanders. The other thing that I know you all are crazy in the head about is returning back to RFK. Commanders fans out there, what is more important to you?
This will be interesting.
Going back to RFK or rebranding? We'll take your calls on that next.
Interesting.
Here on the Fan. B. Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the Youngest in Charge, Will Willenell Willingham, alongside the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, as we take you up to 2 o'clock before we hand things over to Grant and Danny, who are going to be live on location out at Nats Park for the debut of 2023 number 2 overall pick, Dylan Cruz. We'll talk all things Dylan Cruz coming up at noon. Right now, though, I want to continue to take your calls on what is more important. We heard from the managing partner yesterday of the Washington Commanders, Josh Harris, and he mentioned that the team was doing research on a potential name change. He also talked about the desire to get back to the old RFK location. As a Commanders fan out there, in 2024, what is more important to you? The Washington Commanders undergoing a third rebrand, or the team playing their home ball back in the district at the old RFK site? We'll take your calls on that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Marco in Ohio. Wants to check in. What's going on, Marco?
Fellas, I'm going to throw kind of a curveball. Yeah, I mean, he's one of those things.
Marco?
I lied, with his arms folded like a statue of Socrates for the entire game, forgetting he has timeouts left and clock management. What I don't want is a defensive coordinator involved in politics and this and that and the other thing. What I don't want is 25 seconds left of the game, people wandering around and looking and not wondering what to do. I want to see people playing football, not missing tackles. And the last thing I don't want to see on defense is the word miscommunication, because 10 years of miscommunication on the back end has caused me to get gray hairs at a time when I should not be getting that. But if I had to pick exactly what I wanted, I guess playing at RFK would be a good deal.
All right. Appreciate the call. Bringing it strong. I think he said the main thing that I've been saying. Keep the main thing the main thing. Winning is ultimately most important. Mm-hmm. I think we all are on the same accord with that. But in terms of RFK versus a rebrand, what is more important to you? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Pat is in Potomac. What's going on, Pat?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Pat.
So I think, just like you guys, ultimately I don't think that we're going to get back to RFK. I still think it's going to be over in Raljohn. But my thing is, I liked when somebody brought up across from National Harbor, just because you look into D.C., it's close to the airport, probably a little bit better traffic flow. Ultimately, I just want them to win, like I think you guys said. But one thing I want to point out about last night, and I know a lot of people probably weren't watching at this time, but at the very end of the game, when Martavis Bryant caught that touchdown, you saw Adam Peters hugging him on the sideline. And to me, that holds a lot of water with these people and these fans, because you haven't seen anything like that in a very long time out of this organization, and I think it shows progress. So I love the way that looks, and I just want to win this season. That's all I want. I think that's all we all want.
Yeah, we appreciate the call. Yeah. I will say this about what the last caller just mentioned, that – being personable, having your executives be out in front, speaking more, being on the sideline, being engaged on game days. That's the stuff that people like to see. And he gave Martavis Bryant a big fat hug because of the story that Martavis Bryant has. For him to score that touchdown last night, I'll take it even a step further. One, says a hell of a lot about him. Now, he bodies up a guy that probably is going to be working FedEx in about a week or two. Yeah. But he scores a touchdown. What I liked about Martavis Bryant last night is his reaction on the Michael Wiley touchdown. He gets a block on the edge that springs that thing loose. He was more excited about that block than he was the touchdown reception.
It's a battle. It's about redemption. What this front office is showing is that they're human. And this man has been able to overcome demons and get his life together. Ricky Irvin is just coming by, Trojan, one of my favorite Trojan, just coming by to playing golf. He's got a heck of a golf game going, too, out here raising money. So that's what I like about him. If this is a story of redemption, it's a good one.
It is. Yeah, exactly. Ricky Irvin, Commander's legend, coming
Bruins.
Over.
We go to this. Is what happens when you go to class? Then you end up learning how to have occupation. This is what happens. This is what happens when we go through school, and what happens is that I know your fourth and fifth period at USC was film study, weightlifting.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with film study.
And you guys were awesome,
John Singleton, buddy.
And you were awesome. Yo, how you playing? Look, I saw you chip right over there.
Man, you know
I saw that chip. I said, listen, you had a lot of power on that chip.
But look where we are, though.
I know.
We on that hill, and that's the only
that
way
was
you can
tough.
Do it. Yeah, this is
you had the worst lie of the last five groups we've seen come up in here.
Is that right?
Yeah, because you guys were up top.
Yeah.
You were up top going, I'm just saying straight up. Yeah. That's golf. He don't understand the game.
But we partied, though.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about out here, man. Yeah. We just party.
Man, you guys having fun?
Heck of a time.
I'm having a ball, man. I don't get to see the young guy as much anymore. He's national now. Yeah,
Ricky,
he's on the Infinity
don't let
Network.
Him.
Yeah,
so don't let him.
He's kind of outgrown us locally now. Yeah, so he's heard all over the nation
good
now.
See,
so
you know, man.
A lot of time for us.
Man, why would you want to be bigger? You know
right? And the sweet potato pies, too.
Yeah.
That he does.
Maple, lemon, orange, okay. Coconut.
We're going to strangle you. I'm okay. Telling you, what, he going to track you down like a bloodhound?
You're not allergic to sweet potatoes, are you?
No.
Okay.
Do we look like he's allergic to anything? No, seriously. Why would you ask a man
his
size?
Saying? Listen. You see what I'm saying?
Why would you ask a man his size?
Ricky, hold on. Sorry, Ricky. So
no,
we can do this for the people.
And you're a physical
Ricky, so we can do this for the people. Size me up for the people. Because you know what people say when they see me for the first time? Doc tells people I weigh 700 pounds.
No, I don't. No, I said about 318.
He's not that. You look like you're about 250. What do you weigh?
Ricky.
So lean 252.
Ricky, DLC.
What do you weigh?
I'm probably about 280.
Oh, for real?
Maybe about 275. 270
okay,
on a good day.
I can see
so can I might be 265
can
in the morning.
Can you believe anything he just said? No, seriously. Seriously. I guarantee you right now, and I'll put money on it. We put a scale for over
how much
now.
Money you want to put on it?
I'll give you $20 for every pound that he's under 300.
You know what?
Stupid.
We got to take a quick timeout. We come back, as we mentioned.
I'm just telling you.
Grant and Danny are going to be live on location out at Nats
now he's
Park.
He's down about 30 pounds.
For the debut.
So he's looking good.
Oh, he's
looking
really
for the debut
really
of number two overall pick, Dylan Cruz. We'll talk about some of the best debuts in D.C. sports history next on the fan.
Don't let.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.